This is Dr. Shelley Epstein, dictating an independent medical evaluation. The date is January 31st, 2022. I'm sorry, 2023. Examinee Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Merto, M-E-R-T-O, claim number 302061170540001. Date of injury 09/16/2020. MES file number 211220 27641. Case type workers comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer slash insured, FedEx slash New York locations, client Sedgwick, CMS slash Hunt Valley. A patient was examined in my office at 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11707, at 2 p.m. January 31st, 2023. Please see a list of all medical records reviewed. The patient, Glenn Murto, is a 62-year-old male, married to a second wife, who resides with his wife, 31-year-old son. His 13-year-old daughter resides with him part-time. He was reminded that today's visit was not confidential, and there was no doctor-patient relationship. Mr. Murto reports that he drove a tractor trailer for FedEx from October 2015 to September 2020. He states he sustained an injury. After being, quote, run over by a forklift, unquote, on a loading dock. He states he was there for a pickup. He knows the driver from previous a drops off. He states the weight of the forklift was 8,000 pounds, and he felt a tremendous pain in his left foot. An ambulance was called. He was brought to Good Samaritan Hospital. He was not admitted, and he was told to follow up with an orthopedist. The next months slash years, patient was diagnosed with a right shoulder torn biceps tendon that required surgery, a fracture in his tibia, and injured nerves in his right foot that led to two procedures, and March of 2021, and then a repeat several months later. He also underwent a spine cord stimulator for chronic pain as per pain management. He does report a 50% improvement in his pain since that procedure. Certain symptoms since this event include being fearful to be around large machines, inability to stay at a job due to anxiety in December 2020 when he tried a light lifting position, and he's overall frightened when he hears his wife, I'm sorry, when he hears backup beeping from a construction vehicle. He has tried to go to construction sites to, quote, get close, but ends up leaving very distressed. He was evaluated by a psychologist, Dr. Robbins, who urged him to use the phone more and try to complete other tasks. However, he continued with anxiety, panic attacks, fears of passing vehicles on the right, and was diagnosed by Dr. Robbins with PTSD. He reports, "My house is a prison," unquote. Dr. Robbins stopped taking workers' comp as insurance, and so he switched his therapist to Ms. Feinstein, who urges him to improve eye contact. His primary care doctor, Dr. Nayar, N-A-Y-Y-A-R, has been prescribing sertraline 50 milligrams daily. He feels it is of some help, but he does have a history of sensitivity to higher doses of medications. He has set as a goal of treatment to be able to walk without fear near construction. Past psychiatric history, he denies, no history of admissions, no history of suicide attempts, past medical history, hypertension, for which he takes lisinopril. He had a hernia repair in 2006, knee surgery in 1999, and other surgeries since his injury, as stated above. He follows up with an orthopedist and with pain management, as well as a psychologist. He also had a bout of pancreatitis and states he was in a medically induced coma several weeks ago. His medications include baby aspirin, multivitamin, lisinopril, vitamin B6, and sertraline. He denies alcohol and drug use. His family psychiatric history is notable for opiate dependency in his son, who's now in sobriety. Social history, his first wife died in 2009 from cancer. He and his first wife had two sons, one who's currently living with him, one who lives in Florida. He has a 13-year-old daughter, who lives half-time with him and half-time with her mother. And he's able to enjoy watching her cheerleading competitions. He denies any history of physical or sexual abuse. On mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech. His mood is somewhat depressed. He denies suicidal ideation, denies homicidal ideation, denies auditory visual hallucinations, has some hopelessness at times, but, quote, "I'm tough," unquote. "I want my life back. I have to change with it." He lost 30 pounds recently. He's able to sleep through the night. He reports decreased concentration, denies guilty ruminations. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, as well as day of the week and place. His insight and judgment are fairly good. He requires a cane for standing and walking. He also reports a decreased concentration. He misses activities such as hiking, which he can no longer do due to his injuries. My impression is that he does meet criteria for major depressive disorder. a single episode, moderate, without psychotic features, as well as post-traumatic stress disorder. The following questions have been asked regarding this independent medical evaluation. One, the history of his injury and subsequent treatment has been reviewed. Two, there's no history of prior psychiatric conditions that could have been aggravated and impacting his current psychiatric status. Three, what is his current medical status? Psychiatrically, his current status is that he meets criteria for major depressive disorder, moderate, without psychotic features, single episode, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Question four, I believe that a further treatment related to the psychiatric diagnosis is required. Any diagnostics just involve psychiatric interviews. The medical services that I believe are still medically necessary include continuing sertraline 150 milligrams daily and continuing weekly psychology sessions. Five, yes, I believe further treatment is necessary. I recommend a time frame of weekly sessions for 4 to 6 more months, and then a reevaluation by an independent medical evaluation at that time would be reasonable. The patient has not reached MMI. The earliest that would be possible, in my professional opinion, would be 4 to 6 more months of treatment. I do not believe the patient is able to return to work at this time. Definitely cannot return to work without restrictions, and I do not think he would be able to be in a work setting right now with restrictions due to some active symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. His current degree of disability, I believe, would be marked 75%. Okay, so all prior IME and medical reports were reviewed. I believe that the psychiatric diagnoses are causally related to the incident. I believe future psychiatric treatment should continue. He's not at MMI. The earliest he could be at MMI would be after 4 or 6 more months of a weekly therapy sessions. As I believe at this time, the psychiatric component is causing a disability for work. Of note, he is actively participating in therapy and able to talk about exercises that he does as homework assignments in between sessions. Paragraph NYWC attestation. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12, NYCRR 300.2, parentheses small d, parentheses 4, parentheses small e. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.